in the lunchtime edition. The Transportation Augmentation or TAP program could be in for a major shakeup amidst continuing complaints from commuters, with the transport minister describing the program as a nightmare, and the prime minister also voicing her concern. Sakara is the repeat winner in this year's Crop Over Junior Calypso contest. Mr. Showman takes the junior soca crown. Meantime, an alleged incident involving contestant Trinity Clark and a security guard at the venue may be headed to court, and there may also be a legal challenge to Trinity's contest results. And the former U.S. President Obama endorses Kamala Harris as the Democratic presidential nominee. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
And the lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Open the door to security for your biggest asset, your home. With an ICBL Easy Home policy, your investment is covered in the event of damages resulting from a hurricane, fire, theft, and more. Attractive rates and payment plans await. Call us today at 434-6000 or chat with a representative online at icbl.com about our homeowners policies and ask about cover for your contents too. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
The Transportation Augmentation Program, or TAP, could be in for a major overhaul. That's the indication from Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley and Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works Sanchia Bradshaw, who were speaking at last evening's St. Philip Speaks public town hall meeting in response to the latest in a series of complaints about the TAP program. Under the project, privately owned buses work in collaboration with the Transport Board to augment the state agency's bus service on various routes and operate out of the Transport Board's terminals. At last night's town hall session, Fortescue St. Philip resident Tony Alleen complained about the service of the TAP buses, specifically their failure to complete the route.
The Sergeant Street bus comes down into Fortescue Development. Several of these bus drivers do not finish the route. Last term, my daughter had to walk, and just to give you an idea of the distance, from Emerald City to roughly Sunbury Plantation at sunset to get home, because the bus stop at the top, I tell her that they may go no further, and she got to walk down. This specifically would have been a TAP bus and not a Transport Board bus necessarily. They do not always come down in the development, and they're forcing people to walk. This is a good distance to walk.
Fortescue St. Philip resident Tony Alleen. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley noted that there has been a series of complaints about the TAP buses.
There are too many complaints coming, and I have asked that, Sandra, that we have some kind of meeting with them, because I started the meeting by saying with the responsibility, with the right to ownership comes responsibility. With the right to a license, you got a responsibility to service people. And when you do it, who are you hurting? You're hurting the old lady that can't walk with the two bags of groceries down to the end because you're asking her now to walk a mile or a half a mile. Can't work.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works Sanchia Bradshaw, promised a review of the program, which she says is starting to turn into a nightmare.
As it relates to the TAP program, this is an issue that keeps coming up on Paris Speaks. And what we've done in the last few weeks, we've met with the Transport Board and Transport Authority to take a look at the entire system, because as Senior Minister would tell you, what was introduced in his time is now turning into something which is becoming a nightmare for, in particular, elderly Barbadians and people who generally, legitimately, are trying to get to their various destinations. So we started to review the contracts. Very shortly, we will have a meeting with the various TAP associations. They've already been put on notice, but the intention is to review the entire system, because what may have worked a few years ago clearly needs to be revamped.
Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Sanchez Bradshaw. Sakara and Mr. Showman are winners of this year's Scotiabank Junior Monarch competitions, performing in front of a large crowd of supporters. Repeat champion Sakara, real name Sakara Thomas, triumphed in the Calypso category with her song, The Present Future.
In fourth place in the Scotiabank Junior Monarch Calypso competition is Nakaila with Runaway. In third position in the Scotiabank Junior Monarch Calypso competition is Bit Bit, Put On a Show. In second position in the Scotiabank Junior Monarch competition, Calypso is King K, Real Boys Does Cry. The winner of the 2024 Scotiabank Junior Monarch Calypso competition is Sakara singing The Present Future.
The MC announcing the results. Meantime, Mr. Showman, real name Kimani Devanish, won the soca category with his song Ready.
In fourth position in the Scotiabank Junior Monarch competition in the soca category, John Boss singing Heartbeat. In third position, it's Zari B. In second position, it's Carrie. The winner of the 2024 Scotiabank Junior Monarch competition in the soca category, Mr. Showman!
The announcement of Sakara and Mr. Showman as the winners of the 2024 Scotiabank Junior Monarch competitions. Meantime, an alleged incident involving contestant Trinity Clark and a security guard at the venue may be headed to court, and there may also be a legal challenge to Trinity's contest results. She finished eighth. King's Counsel Michael Ashley confirms he has been retained and will be filing a civil case against the security guard. A post circulated early this morning alleging that an incident occurred when Trinity attempted to use a particular exit. Mr. Lashley tells Starcom Network News a case may be filed for alleged assault, but he declined to go into details.
I have been consulted, and of course, I would take instructions from my client moving forward. But at this stage, I can say that I was consulted, and I would take necessary instructions, and of course, deal with the matter. I don't really want to get into that at this stage. It's just that I have now to do further consultations with my client.
Mr. Lashley also indicates there may be a legal challenge to Trinity's placing in the contest. The NCF was investigating the allegations and promised to issue a statement on the matter. This is The Latest.
And the lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey says his ministry is receiving several requests for back-to-school assistance. He tells Starcom Network News they're working to make the selection process smoother so more families can get the help. His comments came this morning during a presentation of equipment and monetary donations from the packaging center.
If we go across the various ministries, this is a time for back-to-school. So predominantly what we're facing in the welfare department would be persons who are coming for back-to-school assistance. This year we try to make that process easier by having a policy position where the persons who would have been known to welfare and who have traditionally received back-to-school, those will get a green light. So we call them the green lane ones, so that there's no need to go and do the examination, the assessment. So that takes a number of those persons out from having to go through that process, and it frees up the social workers to do the assessment. We're hoping to do those assessments for persons who want back-to-school support from the welfare department quicker.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey. And finally, Barack Obama has endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic presidential nominee, ending days of speculation over whether he would support her. Former President Obama and the ex-First Lady Michelle Obama said in a joint statement that they believe Ms. Harris has the vision, the character, and the strength that the moment demands. Our top stories. The Transportation Augmentation, or TAP program, could be in for a major shakeup amidst continuing complaints from commuters, with the transport minister describing the program as a nightmare, and the prime minister also voicing her concern. Sakara, the repeat winner in this year's Crop Over Junior Calypso contest, while Mr. Showman takes the Junior Soca crown. Meantime, an alleged incident involving contestant Trinity Clark and a security guard at the venue may be headed to court, and there may also be a legal challenge to Trinity's contest results. She finished eighth. The former U.S. President Obama endorses Kamala Harris as the Democratic presidential nominee. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.